From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. President Obama is continuing his visit to Portugal today, where the president is taking part in separate summit meetings with NATO and European Union on the Afghan war strategy. Mr. Obama says NATO countries will set a goal of giving Afghans control of their own security, while also pledging a longer-term commitment to the country, focusing on training and development.
Tomorrow, our NATO allies, ISAF partners, and the Afghan government will work to align our approach on Afghanistan.
The president also is expected to meet with other NATO leaders about developing a missile defense shield to protect the territory of all NATO states in Europe as well as the U.S. Transportation Security Administration says it is streamlining security requirements for pilots and flight crews. Effective immediately, they can bypass the scanners at airport checkpoints if they have proper ID cards. We get details from NPR's Brian Naylor.
Pilots have long sought authority to bypass airport security lines. They've cited the danger of repeated exposure to small doses of radiation. They've also argued that as they're already in charge of flying the plane and there's already an axe in the flight deck, it makes little sense to check their pockets. The new TSA procedure will allow the pilots to board after presenting two forms of ID that have been checked against a database of airline crew members. The pilots will also have to be in uniform and on airline business, and they'll be subject to random screening. The new arrangement has won the approval of the major unions representing pilots and has gotten the seal of approval of Chesley Sully Sullenberg, the pilot who safely landed a U.S. Airlines jet in the Hudson River. Brian Naylor, NPR News, Washington.
State Department says it is ready to give Israel written security guarantees if that will help revive Israeli-Palestinian peace talks. More from NPR's Michelle Kellerman.
Israel's cabinet put off a vote on a temporary building moratorium in Jewish settlements in the occupied West Bank. Officials there say they first want the U.S. to write down the guarantees that Secretary of State Hillary Clinton reportedly made to persuade Israel to freeze settlements for 90 days. Her spokesman, P.J. Crowley, says it's all part of the effort to create the right conditions for Israeli-Palestinian peace talks to resume.
We continue our discussions with the Israelis. If there's a need to put certain understandings in writing, we will be prepared to do that.
He brushed off criticism that the U.S. is paying too high a price. Israelis say the deal includes new fighter jets and a promise that the U.S. won't push for another settlement moratorium 3 months from now. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
Stocks are able to pare some of their earlier losses amid fears efforts by China to curb its growth could hurt the global economy. Stock market ending the week on a somewhat subdued note. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 22 points to close at 11,203. The Nasdaq was up 3 points today, ending the session at 25.18. The S&P 500 climbed 3 points. You're listening to NPR. According to financial sources, a financial aid package for Ireland, due to be unveiled next week, will likely be in the tens of billions of euros. EU sources telling Reuters today the package could be as much as 90 billion euros. The size of the final package will be determined by the cost of recapitalizing some of the country's faltering banks and determining whether a package will also include the government's medium-term sovereign borrowing requirements. Goldman Sachs has estimated gross credit losses at Irish banks over the next 5 years could be in the 35 to 58 billion euro range. Once seen as the bedrock of traditional religion, Middle America has grown far less religious in a generation. Those findings come in a new analysis by the University of Virginia, as NPR's Barbara Brantley Haggerty reports.
So far, five Anglican bishops have said they will make the switch. And today, the Catholic Church in Britain announced that 50 or so Anglican priests are also interested. Generally, these are traditional clerics who oppose the Anglican Church's decision to ordain women bishops. The five Anglican bishops will be ordained as Catholic priests in January, and the priests will convert in the following weeks. Married priests may stay married and retain their position, but married bishops cannot retain their higher status. When Pope Benedict made the offer to accept Anglican priests last year, some in the Church of England were offended by what they saw as flock stealing. But after meeting with the Pope Thursday, the Archbishop of Canterbury, Rowan Williams, said he did not see this as an aggressive move. Barbara Bradley Haggerty, NPR News.
New Harry Potter movie Harry Potter and the Deadly Hallows had an impressive performance after a series of midnight screenings across the country. According to box office tracker Hollywood.com, the film raked in $24 million in U.S. receipts. I'm Jack Speer.